Welcome everyone to the Manly Uterus Podcast. Exciting journey of being the father of three daughters. A lot of ups, many downs, but should be fun. Let's get right into it. Single greatest moment in my life, aside from my daughter being born, was the day my daughter, who was about 15 years old at the time. Let me back up and say that my daughters are 24, 21, and 13 years old. But my oldest, who's 24, she's about 14, 15 at the time, decided to lock herself in her room because she was in trouble with my wife and she wouldn't come out. My wife's knocking on the door. My daughter wouldn't budge. She sat on her bed, like, I'll show them. I'm not coming out. I was upstairs. I had worked a midnight shift. So I was in bed sleeping and because it was probably around like 10 in the morning maybe. On a weekend, my wife had called me, Glenn, come down here. I was like, oh. You know, I thought that one or two things. Either there's a burglar in the house or they want me to kill a spider. So I said, Glenn, come down here. So I run down the stairs in my boxer shorts, mind you. And I look at my wife and I'm like, what's wrong? And she says, your daughter locked herself in her bedroom. And I told her that if she did that again, we would knock the door down. So she looks at me, gives my daughter through the closed door one last warning. And I turned to my wife and I said, are you sure? And she goes, yep. Luckily, you know, bedroom doors, you know, aren't, a lot of these doors aren't that thick and they're easy to bust down. But I put minimal effort into it, led with my left shoulder, and that door frame just exploded. As a man, that was the greatest feeling I had in my life. Yes, it's sad, but it is the greatest feeling I had in my life. You know, obviously, aside from, you know, my kids and being married and getting married and all that stuff. But that was an exciting moment in the life of Glenn Price. You know, kids are tough. I don't know if raising boys are tough. I haven't had that experience. In fact, I always wanted boys, but obviously it's not in the cards. And but now I can't imagine being the father of boys. You know, do you hug them? Do you kiss them? Do you slap them on the butt and say good game? Do you slap them upside the head? I don't know, you know, the show of affection. You fist bump them. I don't know. I've been father of daughters for so long. It just comes natural to me now. But I love my daughters. Raising daughters comes with a lot of challenges. You know, they all fight. I mean, I don't really have, besides for them, I don't really have anything in common necessarily with any of them, but you gotta find some kind of common ground. Like, my older one and I, we would bond over the show Supernatural, because she was into that, and I enjoyed watching that. My middle one and I, you know, bond over just being sarcastic assholes. So we got that going for us. My little one, my youngest, and I, you know, which is the closest thing that I remember growing up, you know, and playing outside with my dad, is that my little one, every once in a while, she'll want to throw the football around with me, which is great. I mean, if you're a father of daughters, you got to try to find some common ground. Got to try to find something and just accept, you know, and don't try to change them into what you think that they should be to fit, you know, what your likes are or what your interests are. They're gonna go through their own stuff. They're gonna fuck up. I tell my kids all the time, you're gonna fuck up in life and make some dumbass decisions. The point is that you try to keep your fuck ups as small as possible. So we're gonna take a break from listening to me talk, and we're gonna listen to me sing. This is a song I wrote with my sister Karen. This is me singing, performing, and I recorded it for this podcast. Here we go. Song's called Birthmark. Hope you guys enjoy. Not that. So that was my original song, written by my sister and I.
and getting back to the podcast, getting back to talking about my kids, getting back to just fuck-ups in general. Here we go. Not too long ago,
my daughter, actually, she took me to work like 6:30 in the morning because she wanted to borrow my car. And this is my middle child. She's going to be 21. She's going to get a car of her own soon. But she wanted to borrow my car, and it was snowing out. Not crazy snowing, but enough. And I said, you know, it's getting kind of bad out. Sure. And she's like, oh, you know, I got to learn to drive in the snow sometime. It's like, all right, it doesn't have to be today, this early in the morning. You know, it could be another day, but whatever. I get to work. I'm at work. She calls me. She's like, immediately when she calls me, because she never usually calls me right after she drops me off. Usually she sends me a text saying, hey, Dad, I'm home. But she calls me and says, first of all, I answer the phone. I said, what's wrong? As I get older, I'm nervous about everything when it comes to my children. She calls me and she says, and I said, what's wrong? And she goes, well, I guess you were right and I should have listened to you. Now, later she tells me that she was in a car accident, which she was okay. Totaled the car, but she was okay. And I don't care about the car anyway. I ended up getting a new car. But ends up totaling the car. And she's fine, which is obviously, and a lot of people say it, you know, but obviously it's the most important thing, is that she's okay. So with that, she totals the car. All the while, all I could think of is that she opened up the conversation by saying, well, you were right, and I should have listened to you. And I don't know if it's right or it's wrong. I mean, you know, I did the fatherly thing, and I went to the scene of the crash, I talked to the cop, helped her out, and she wasn't injured, no one else was injured. She went into a telephone pole like a block away from my house. And I did the fatherly thing and took care of my kid. But then, because I'm also an asshole, I constantly, not necessarily remind her that she crashed my car, but remind her of the first thing that she said when I picked up the phone and I said, what's wrong? The first thing she said is, you were right, I should have listened to you. Because that's nothing, living in a house full of women, I have ever heard in my life. Which I was a little shocked. I was more shocked by that than the fact that she got in a car accident, because it was snowing out. I mean, I'm using this podcast to, you know, anyone who is a father of daughters or a mother of daughters, but, you know, obviously women raising other girls, you know, they're at an advantage. I don't want to get into the whole discussion of biology with everyone, but I mean, there are times when my kids would say something or not look like they are well, or that they're not feeling well, or they'll just say they're having an issue. I'll be like, oh, what's the issue? And I was like, it's a girl problem. Okay. Alrighty. Say no more. We're good. And I'm pretty open with my kids, and I think vice versa. Sometimes they don't, you know, obviously young girls aren't going to want to tell their fathers everything. But I, but there are challenges. I think it's great, you know, raising them. And now obviously two of them are older. One is 13, and they're all self-sufficient. So it's definitely a good time. I do miss the baby years. I never minded diapers and wiping butts and all that shit, pardon the pun. Never minded all that stuff. Never minded the fact of having a little human being rely on me, you know, for just about everything. Because although that had its challenges, you know, when they were of that age, you know, they wanted me around more. Yeah, my 13-year-old, she's about to be 13. She's on the cusp of, like, yeah, I'm still dad's little girl, but, you know, I want to do my own thing. So sometimes it's like, I go to give her a hug and she gives me a half-ass hug, doesn't even use her arms. And the funny thing about that is, out of all three of the kids, she was the one that I actually wanted. I mean, I love all three of them, but the first two were my wife's idea, and the third was mine. It was like I had the uterus. You know, but like a manly uterus, though, you know. A uterus that, like, wouldn't ask for directions when it got lost, or wouldn't admit when it's wrong. Just like a manly uterus. Uterus that mansplains, you know, shit like that. But yeah, she was the one that I, you know, that I was pushing for. So it was ironic that, you know, she's at that age that I go in for a hug, and she's like, dad, yeah, all right, whatever. Used to be my little baby. She hates it when I call her that. I'll call her baby. Sometimes just to get under her skin, because that's what dads do. But, alright. Point of the podcast is, anyone else going through a situation, husband or wife, with anything. I mean, the point of the podcast and the experience that I have is just, you know, you gotta be there for your daughters, and you gotta, you know, support your daughters. Try not to criticize them as much. There's a certain way you have to talk to your daughters. You know, my daughters are very sensitive. I can be sensitive, even though my wife thinks I'm an empty shell of a man. But I can be sensitive, you know, and you just gotta really talk to them with a certain amount of tact, I guess is the best word to describe it. You know, don't harp on the mistakes that they made prior. Make sure that they learn from the mistakes that they made and remember them, but you don't have to keep harping on it. Otherwise, they'll probably never go to you for any kind of advice, because they figure that you'll be judgmental and draw on past experiences and past mistakes they've made. Hope everyone is well.
Thanks for listening to the Manly Uterus Podcast.
Hope people have found this information helpful. And thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Glenn Price signing off.